Capital 263. What time is it?
Keep it real Fridays with Shelatine and Brian Willis.
All right, welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celatine. What the fuck am I doing?
Oh, it's recording. Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce. How you doing? How you doing, silly? I didn't know you were recording.
I'm happy.
Why are you happy? I'm happy because
the weekend is here. And I'm just good.
Check out Dago.
It's been a good week, like, for real. It's been all the things I've been wanting, like all the transactions and all the girls I've been wanting to like get involved with. They're all like being courteous and also everything's good.
So basically, you're telling me you fucked this week?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Do I need to know about your girl stories?
I'm just saying my crushes are more like cordial and accepting.
Anyway, but let's move into the news.
This is an update on the Tiara versus MC Cut. Tiara recently backpedaled on her statements about like calling out MC Cut as being useless.
That's how I feel about... No, let it go. That's how I feel about this whole story. I am really sorry. Tiara Baluti and MC Cut, the two of you, both of you, that was some serious bullshit, okay? I know we're trying to get marketing and whatnot, put attention onto our songs. But this whole shit, you leaked nudes. MC Cut is saying, no, Tiara has got a track coming. No, guys. No, can we just the music do the talking?
No, the music does not do the talking.
This fake ass drama does make shit work?
Yeah, it does, because a lot of people are not aware that there is a song.
Which people happen to say is bullshit.
Has it even been released?
So I heard.
No, it hasn't.
As the music, liar. As the song liar. Been released.
Oh, where has it been released? It hasn't been released.
Dololo.
I was actually talking to Kat, because he said Tags, the producer, is yet to send the track. So I don't know where you're getting your fake news from.
No, the thing
just
is,
to support your bias.
My bias is greatly affected by their fake news. And me and a whole lot of other people feel the same way. This is a lot of respect that has gone down the drain that I had for Tiara and MC Cut.
That doesn't really matter, because you know what, people follow the artist.
It doesn't matter to you. It matters to me. I'm sharing my opinion. I'm here about my opinion, okay? So it doesn't matter to you. Holla. Anyway, moving on, let's go to more important stuff. That shit.
Shout out to Tiara, I'm looking forward to the song. Cut, send the song, my guy. And there was a Zim Hip Hop fund being put together by Aldrian Beefy.
Yeah, I gotta give respect to that guy, man. He's doing the most for Zim Hip Hop, man.
And it's there to like prop up and help Zim artists who are struggling.
I was asking him what exactly needs to be done for people, because it's actually a fund. It's not a loan. So you are given money. You don't need to pay it back. But he was a bit tight-lipped about what needs to be provided for him to be able to give you money and stuff like that. But he's going to give up all that information, I think, sometime next week or something like that.
But you know, I just feel that he shouldn't give that money to some artists who are just, those artists will be like, no, my music just speak for itself. No, give that artist to someone who's pushing, who's trying to make moves, create a personality in the media and creating a buzz. Not that these lazy artists are like, no, my music is dope, it speaks for itself, it's dope. Nope, don't even give those artists.
Yeah, we'll see what BG don't even, how is he going to do
anyway, because there's skepticism that it could be like a money grab and stuff, because I saw the back and forth with Beefy and POI, and POI was like, who made Beefy president of Zim Hip Hop, and why do they feel that this is like a big platform, and why does he feel that rappers need handouts and stuff? So they went back and forth. Go
in all honesty, the rappers are not doing very well on their own. So he's trying to assist. I don't see anything wrong with that.
One thing I've noticed with Zim rappers is we kind of have like the material on log, good content, but people lack personalities. And when we start knocking down like the and Tiaras business. Who are trying to
I'm not supporting what they do.
Or a sex tape, or whoever wants to put out a sex tape.
So that's really the kind of like business etiquette you want these rappers to take up.
And then
make
after
some
what?
Fake news. If you're a chick, just talk about
are sex tapes fake.
No, the business
comes after when people.
Did the Tiara nudes come out? Corpus. Is what I'm saying. The whole shit was fake.
I don't know. They might come out. You never know a cut.
Anyway,
but not saying they did.
You said POI was asking who made Beefy the president of Zim Hip Hop.
Yeah, and he was just criticizing it, saying you guys, well, this thing really. And then Beefy
You know, if he's stepping up. Why should he be affected about Beefy stepping up and trying to help Zim Hip Hop?
No, he shouldn't be
so
muzzled
as
well. There's no issue. I think he's just concerned with the way he's projecting.
He aired out his opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, he made it public. See, the moment you make your opinion public, it's no longer safe and it's no longer yours alone. Yeah. People are going to react to that opinion. So this is me reacting to POI's opinion.
And you know
opinion.
What's funny? It's Why? Beefy who actually backpedaled from the conversation, not PO. PO is there for it. And like Beefy's like, nah, I'm not going to waste time on this. You do
no,
you.
No, because, yeah. You know, obviously Beefy will get sick and tired of people always questioning his legitimacy in the game. This is the guy who gave us Zim Hip Hop
It
awards.
Comes with the territory, my yeah. guy. What did you expect when he put out that announcement?
My question is, what is wrong with Beefy helping out Zim Hip Hop? What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. People,
so what's the
people,
problem?
People are just skeptical. So like, will this really help? Or
how is it a money grab? Is my question.
A money grab is in like whether you know if it's a non-profit organization,
yeah,
you're looking for sponsors and stuff. So people are skeptical, like, well, this person after
so where
after,
will the
after,
money
after,
be coming from
and from the sponsors. So people are skeptical that after probably the things gets funded from sponsors, will this guy really manage or really help artists as he says he's gonna do? So that's where people are like, will we really benefit from this if we push this guy? Or maybe it's just a personal agenda.
With the state Zim Hip Hop is in at this current moment in time, I think we need all the help we can get. And I commend Beefy for doing what he's doing.
If you say so.
If he's stealing the money, again, well done to him. Because he's clever enough. But I don't think so.
And he's spending it with cash.
Maybe.
Bid.
Maybe not.
On to the next bullet before we jump into the interview. There's been a Swiss Beats mania. Everybody in South Africa just made Swiss Beats. I saw a video of Black Coffee. I saw Casper. I saw Ricky Rick. I saw AKA. Did I leave someone out? But most importantly, do you know who I saw Swiss Beats with?
Oh.
Buffalo Soldier.
Oh yeah.
And he made Swiss Beats shout out Zimbabwe.
I saw that video.
And he said he told Swiss Beats about the Zim urban culture and Zim hip hop and Zim dance and all that jazz. So let's just say Swiss Beats is aware. So
Swiss Beats is aware of Zimbabwe.
I don't know if they're gonna work together with Buffalo, but I just heard that I saw Casper just hinting that him and Buster and Swiss will probably be cooking up some.
Ooh, that's progress in SA hip hop right there, man.
Heat.
While we're on SA, we got Nasty C from SA. He's coming into Zimbabwe. And this caused a serious outrage with a lot of rappers about the opening liners, like the openers.
As usual.
Wiki D and Ja Praiser.
Yeah.
So a lot of these rappers are like, why are they getting non hip hop guys to open for a main hip hop event? And my question is, Zim rappers, are y'all like worthy of an investment? Are you worth the time for a promoter? I don't think so.
Yes, they are worthy.
How?
They are worthy, but in this case, what do you mean how?
How are they worthy? Why should I promote you if you can't even be serious with your own art? Can you pull numbers on your own as a rapper?
The top tier artists? of course they won't be just digging up some of the not to shoot at the people we have on our
rappers in general, even the top
rappers like Junior Brown. You think Junior Brown wouldn't pull?
Listen, I'm not saying all the rappers are
XQ wouldn't pull. I'm not saying all
the rappers. I am not saying all the rappers.
So you're saying XQ is not worthy.
Let me answer.
Answer.
XQ and Takura, they're actually questionably hip-hop artists.
But they're hip-hop artists.
XQ was asked if he's a hip-hop artist. He couldn't even answer that question.
He's just being diplomatic. Ask Takura the same question.
Being diplomatic, it's not about asking them. They themselves are not even considered hip-hop. So even if they headline, they're not really hip-hop, according to people.
Yeah.
According to themselves, even.
Yeah, but this was for supporting. It's not like looking for headlining acts. Like even some of the people who are supporting artists on that ticket, like is it King 98? He doesn't probably even have a Twitter account. But if you put King 98 here and 10 Diamond, like really, and 10 Diamond has performed on a lot of big stages. Shout out to 10.
In all honesty, I think Zim rappers need to be a little bit more introspective and stop blaming these promoters. They should stop blaming the promoters for skipping them. They need to be a little bit more introspective and look at themselves. Look within. What are they doing wrong? What are they doing to fail to capture people's attention? Are they connecting with the end user, or are they just rapping in their own echo chambers and hyping each other up on my bridge? Are they really getting to the end user, or are they rapping for other rappers? They need to ask themselves these questions.
No, we're gonna get there. I wasn't really with B Sons. I saw people just stroking B Sons' jock. Like, you talking says the whole when he was like, yo, some artists are not yet financially viable. And I thought, man, probably
talking about the economy. Angle was economy mostly. That hey, this art, everybody's struggling in general.
All right, let me finish. You know, he talked about a whole of like factual economical reasons, but I thought maybe at the end there's like a rainbow at the side, maybe there's a bit of optimism. But I was like, it's just basically just saying, hey, we all effed, and sim artists effed, this, you can't buy a house for your mama, and all that. Dude, you know what, that narrative can just change. You never know what can just, anything can happen.
But he's painting anything a picture of what's current. You're painting
it
a is. Picture
it was
of what
very depressing.
I
don't agree with it. And I saw like some
you're gonna counter that with what might be.
Yeah,
he's painting
I'm
a picture of what is.
That's what they call optimism.
We've been optimistic
faith.
For how long, my guy?
Does optimism or faith have a timeline?
There's a time when you have to change your strategy, my guy.
Yes, you do. And I'll keep on pushing for those
because
artists
what rap is doing right now, what hip-hoppers are doing right now is the definition of insanity. Doing the same shit over and over again and expecting different results.
Some of them, but people are actually switching up.
Most of them. There are people. Yeah. Look, this is not to say all the rappers are shit. There are a lot that are stepping up, but a lot more are still stuck in that loop.
Yep.
And that needs to change.
But that's an argument which can go on on and on. But just to close off, last day for voting registrations is the 8th of February, 2018. Go and get registered. What they say?
Registering for what? Voting?
Voting, yeah. It's important. So just check out the Zik Twitter handles or on Facebook and stuff for more details and stuff. And you definitely need to go down there and register to vote if you haven't already.
Yeah, msango vukura vukura murikumba, and you're not getting out there and actually making a stand to change them and make it better.
Me and Brian are registered.
We're not just talking
out of our
asses.
But
we need to post those pictures again just to remind people that we actually registered.
I lost them though.
You lost what?
I don't have those pictures no more.
Yeah, but you still got that thing.
I got another
picture.
All right, I'll take it. I thought we took a selfie down at the polling station, my guy.
You dumbass. I'm talking about
guy.
The fucking thing with the barcode.
We took a selfie, though. I lost those. That's
I
what I'm talking
about. I don't give a about losing a picture with you, nigga. You ain't my wife.
Shit. Why do I have to be like your wife to take a picture with you, nigga?
You're getting all mopey.
Really, nigga?
Oh, I lost a picture of me and you together when we registered to vote. I don't give a Hey, fuck man. Let's get into Give Me Five.
We
man.
Got Max Carter.
Maxi J.
Yeah, man.
It's my Max bad. Carter. My bad.
Shout out to Maxi J.
Hope that gets edited out.
It's not.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
What it do, y'all? It's your boy, Maxi J. For those who don't know me, I'm a young rapper from Kitungwiza. I'm based in China where I'm doing my studies in music. I started rapping when I was 15 at Empire State Studios, working with producers such as Raiden and Don Stotter. My breakthrough came in 2016 after I released a song called Chikoki State Chiller, which was nominated for Best Song category at the first edition of the Chitungwiza Awards. Late in 2017, I released a 7-track mixtape called Half of Me. Go check it out on SoundCloud and on YouTube. Just search for Max J. You can find it there. As for my social media platforms, you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram. So Facebook, it's Maxi J. For Twitter, it's Maxi_J263. And for Instagram, it's MaxiJ263. MaxiJay. Right about now, you're about to listen to the second single of my mixtape called They Don't Know. Also on this coming Monday, the 12th of February, we are going to release the video for the track. So please go subscribe to my YouTube channel, MaxiJ263. Enjoy.
Yeah. Maxi J. Waiting on the beat. We in the ghetto when the bottles on blow. Hatina yaka wonder, but we popping for show. The mother rappers trying to sell they souls. Don't go down, but teach you brander till the zetas let go. I was to get. Ndoda mari yaka shiba kunge ganda ramurewa. I was to get. Banya take panda and do some more your parts. Money and the power got me chilling by the corner store. I think I'm going crazy. I saw Racho Ripper overdose. Family name in mind. Gotta keep up with the catalog. We up now, Terry Dine, Kunge Pentagon. I pray to God, Muzondi Bawa Kamenduru. Muchenge Tete Life Yangu Kunge Watsa Banduru. Begi Raka Wanda Kunge Asku Fiva. Ndichi Wone Kera Gesu saying I saw Raka Preacher. Yeah, Tachibatiza Chaku Smoka Kunge Chimney. Netu Tsono Hobo like texture. Industry, Mese Makatila Semarova Eku Cemetery, the bonds Ndikuana like in class ya chemistry, Marine complexion Kunge DJ Tarawas, Ndichitambira Mudenga Sema window Emu Toyas, find me more streets Nengen Chigazira Gida, Mamero Acho Hobo, Beta Ndimbo Chaga Skida. We in the ghetto when the bottles on pole. Hatina Yaka Wanda, but we popping for show. The mother rappers trying to sell they souls. Don't go down, but teach you ponder till the Zetas let go. I was to get. Ndoda mari yaka shimba kunge ganda ramurewa. I was to get. One night I had a dream that I was balling in the Benzo. Grammys in my hand, I was feeling like a rap goat. $1 million crib, bad in the bendo. God damn, that's a muka nans was in a kura landlord. Man, that's okay, my life is bande. Upenyu ukurwaza wandi kika kunge vande. So if I wanna get it, then I gotta face the trial. Yeah, cause I got bars. I numera kunge king lion, kunge tug of war. Ne boys tiku donza jambo, kuto buda tough wangu. Ujitiza zumbazo pashi Game of Thrones. Ndoda kuita mambo, saka ziso nakafura. Boy, levore kwa rango. Pachi Boris Watorova kama Bausch ndizorara maka lifestyle kunurira cologne uchipanda late night duma ne my witches cause andina time ye mataga no catch my feeling. Yeah, we in the ghetto when the bottles on pole. Hatina yaka wanda but we popping for sure.
And that was Maxi J dropping some hard bars all the way from Cheetown. Now, give me five artists. I know every single time that you have to introduce yourselves, you feel compelled to speak in English. It's not really mandatory to speak in English. You can speak in the native tongue. Maxi J, when you were speaking there, I was actually a little bit concerned. I was thinking, Englishy. I got to tell me this track is gonna be shit. But then you dropped the track, and the track was in vernac, and I was like, whoa, this kid's got presence. I love your tempo. I love the track. The hook, I felt needed a little bit of work, a little bit, but it was dope. The overall track, I really enjoyed it. I'm really loving the music that's coming in the Give Me Five segment, and I'm gonna give this track a rating of. I'll give this a 6.8 out of 10. That's it for this week's Give Me Five. This is Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce, on Keep It Real Fridays.
Keep It Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Hey, this is Julia from Seattle, Washington in the USA. You're listening to Keep It Real Fridays. Stay listening for some good stuff ahead.
This is Enlisted International.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celatine.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
And today we've got the big homie in the building. He goes by the name of Donald Maposa to the government of Zimbabwe, a.k.a. Dizzy Don.
What it is, guys.
Welcome.
Many thanks.
I don't know how our paths have crossed, and I never really got to meet you because I was kind of heavy with some of the circles you hang out with and a Fizzle and whatnot. But it's a pleasure to finally meet you today.
No. I'm pleased too.
Yeah.
And the magic is still existing.
Which is good. Which is good in a way.
It's good to have you, man.
You can't sell music when you're not there. You know what I mean? So,
It's
got its disadvantages.
Yep.
But I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
Keeps it real on Fridays.
You're one of the people who started out early. I could safely say you're like 10 years or so in the game.
I'm actually younger than that. Younger than that.
The thing is,
I'm age mates with a lot of the guys you're talking about, the OGs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I started my career real late.
So
my first album, I started in 2010, actually.
2010,
yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, my first album was called The Thing Is On. Mm. The reason I called it that was late. I was a late arrival.
You know what
I mean? So I'm an 83 baby. So most of these guys who you used to hear in urban grooves, my age mates, but like I was off doing other things.
All right, but you blend in really well. So
yeah. it's a skill,
and it's not really often where you meet like rappers who actually finished off their degrees. They usually like quit along the way and make it cool that they quit to chase a certain hustle. But yeah.
Straight true. I don't know. My intention was never to be a rapper. That's the reason.
That's the difference.
You know what I mean? No, it's an interesting story. I only actually did it because I had access to these guys.
Okay.
So I used to just go to studio and watch and be like, wow, I'm a fan first.
Just soaking it up.
I just used to soak it up. And then, interesting, you mentioned Fizzle.
Mm.
So one day, Angas Nama gets by then.
Yeah.
And I think it was Jeezy who was recording something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dog, Dinema gets. Let's do this. So guy basically packed his whole studio into my boot. We cut to my cabins. Jeezy's done with his session.
All right.
And now it's effing around. And I'm like, so Twitter's it.
And you're like,
Actually, well, technically, I'm gonna bow. Then the brilliant ideas that are flowing. Right. And he's like, but you can do something, right? I'm like, yeah, I do that all the time. But I used to do it in class. I used to do it at work. And then, so we did a song. It was pretty crazy. And I used to stay with Bash Ruby at the time. At that time, I earned this expense. So actually did this first track that I did, Takayita Tese. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was crazy. Yenzi introducing.
All right.
Yeah. And I actually realized I was pretty bad.
And I'm sure Bashubi wasn't as big back then. He was still...
No. We were all starting out. Like straight up, tell you the truth, we all had different paths in our minds. We didn't know it was going to go that way. But once it did, we had so much fun and the props came. Back in the days, there used to be this thing called The Circle.
Yeah.
So we did the track and I think Fizz put it on CD. So this thing starts circulating.
Yeah.
And at the time, like Bashubi, when he did it, didn't even take what he had said on track serious.
Yeah.
Because he kept going, Bashubi, Dini, Bashubi, Dini.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the next thing is, I think the guy who started it was Cheetah. So Cheetah comes through, sits in the car, he's like, yo, Dizzy, what up, man? What's going on? I'm like, chilling, bruh. Hey, I heard that new shit you did, man. That was dope. Hey, can I swear?
Yeah, feel free. Keep it real.
Holla back. Yeah, so they got some dope shit, man. Who this Bow should be, dude? So he happens to be the good on Dini. And we started laughing because that's what you're saying. Bow should be Dini. You know what I mean? So we kind of sat there and we're like, hey, but dude, that name actually fires more than the Sixpence squad. So that should be the one. And yeah, and that's what it is. The rest is history, man.
Yeah. And the man is doing shows in China and even locally and stuff.
You know what I mean?
He's doing good.
He's doing good.
I actually want to take this back a little bit.
All right.
Because there's a crazy story behind how he got his name.
All right.
Dizzy Don.
Yeah.
Please tell us that story.
I'm a traditionalist.
Mm.
And I think if you like deep into this hip hop thing,
yeah,
you get what I mean when we pour liquor as Nauxiara Nebudira, my ancestors, Doro.
Yeah.
These guys basically came here to borrow these concepts. So I believe in my musical ancestors. Yeah. Guys might still be alive, but they brought me into the game.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? So I pay respects to them. So there was a guy in the TNG. Mm-hmm. I went to Rhodes.
Mm.
So when I was there, the guy who in my res, he was literally a door away from me.
Okay.
And he was a rapper. You know what I mean? But he's a rapper. I'm a music fanatic. Like I said, I'm a fan first. Mm. And Bone Thugs was one of my things.
Yeah.
But at the same time, was also the Beatles. You know what I mean? I was going through a Beatles phase. Life is very short and there's no time. Then I was split from that to it's the original Bang Bang and I don't give a fuck about any other fucker. I'll be down for my damn thing. Tell a nigga to concentrate. Come on down to the land that has blasted me. People looking at me like it's the nasty today. So dudes were like, dude, you're schizophrenic. And I didn't even have a proper radio. And I didn't make a Walkman with these, you know, those like Twitter sounding speakers.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
this is 2002.
Yeah.
So these things are annoying as fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people can hear it and they're like, but dude, out of everybody here, your range is messed up. So TNG eventually says, I wanted to go find you, but let's call you Dizzy Don. And I'm like,
sure,
that sounds cool. And I'm like, well, why though? And he's like, don't you Busy Bone, Dizzy Don. I'm like, oh yeah. And I'm like, I'll fuck with that. And it became my name, but I wasn't a performing artist in any sense of the word then. You know what I mean? Yeah, but I
take it you were messing with white girls as well at the time.
Well, my belt is, you can tell from my weight, it's rather wide. So I've got a couple of notches under that belt. Yeah. I nothing to brag about because I came home once and you were black, you never go back. So, I know what it is.
All right. We've got Dizzy Don in the building. We're just going to take a quick little break and we'll be right back. I am your social architect.
And it's Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
Keep it real Fridays with Shelatine and Brian Willis.
Introduce myself, you can call me Nick, Lil Nick. Now you know me, let me preach, let me teach you with a neck. Don't you show I ain't what you love, food and seven noses. Even though my price about to sign it, soon get it. No one to tie see the dies, I wanted to get it. I couldn't get back to batter. My slippers, chachi room, and guess you didn't know. Me, I couldn't even go down, I couldn't change your game. Got a dream, homie, a vision that's inside my head. Gotta put it out, right? That's the African dream. You can say whatever, homie, really, I don't care. A Kendrick album, Wango, I don't give a damn. I'm the one who knows what's going on in my head. Hands it to my dreams when you're tuning it by Saturday. Hands it see us in my raps. Uku, what's the time they don't pay? Kunga cram. Then it's all in the room, but I can see the sunshine. Did it, Munu? What? Saka, don't judge me.
Okay, and we're back with Dizzy Don. I just read up on something, how when you started up in the game, you gave away like 400 copies of your music.
Yeah.
And I started to calculate, say 400 copies, man, that must be a lot of money, especially for an artist starting out and you're not selling.
Remember what I said?
Yeah.
I was the latecomer.
Yeah.
So my disadvantage in being late in the game was compensated for because while I wasn't in the game, I was working. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I literally worked for 6 years in pretty darn good jobs, actually. I worked for SMM Holdings for a while at their mines in Mashawa and Joshawani. And then I worked for Delta. Yeah. So by the time I left, I had quite an okay package. You know what I mean? So I was,
Bag was there.
It wasn't something to cry about. You know, when you, that's what I'm saying. The advantage with starting out late is and I basically haven't stopped. I'm still, I consider myself more of a hustler than I am a rapper anyway. Uh-huh. So I got,
Plus, considering the time frame, it was kind of cool to be giving out CDs. Was Ten Diamond was straight, doing the same at Haifa when he just came back.
Actually, what happens with Ten, my introduction to him, someone says, hey, this is one guy doing exactly the same thing you did. Like, you know that guy? I'm like, no. Danny Evans, Ten. I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea. So I happened to be at this guy's house, and I don't know what he had sent him. He wanted him to edit something. So I see Ten. I think he's in Australia. And he's got a white hype man. I'm watching this on like a big Apple, you know those ones without the CPU, the Mac. I'm watching that. I'm like, who the hell is this dude? He's dope.
So much energy.
Yeah. And he's like, no, Zim nigga in Australia. She's, you know, really comfortable. I was like, oh, that's dope. And then I heard his back. I was like, ah, space. Time to kick our asses. And it happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, dude basically came in and he took over. So yeah.
But he also had to kind of adjust his content a little bit, because if you listen to the first SOTG tape, he was cussing a lot and whatnot. And I think you probably got that as well. So, no, guys, if you want this to fly on radio or corporates, turn on the cussing. So you don't really hear a lot of the cussing.
No, these are facts. I think the key to the thing to this game is to realize that there's kind of like a balancing act to play. The first thing is that it is art, and you have artistic license. You should do what the hell you want to.
Yeah, sure.
But at the same time, you cannot dictate to the consumer what he likes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? True. And I'm pretty sure even the SOTGs with the swearing actually got him a real bunch of listeners.
I like them. But
you know what I mean?
Especially me.
You know what I mean? But if they're not buying and you now have to look to the corporates, and that's a big thing in Zim. Mm-hmm. We now are kind of marketing ourselves to marketing guys.
Yeah.
In corporates. So there's like a bunch of like 20 people out there who kind of tell us what to do. Now you're actually conforming to that, and you're kind of going away from the art, right? And I wouldn't blame anyone, because that's where the money is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually believe in that in a way, because I think when things, I was watching TD Jakes, he said that you have to be more purpose driven than profit, because profit, you might profit, but people won't mess with you for a bit. But if it's purpose driven, people will constantly come to you, because things with profit are just mainly customers. But when you're purpose driven, they're more of clients, lifetime people who look for you.
That's what he said before we went back on air. If you're playing the long game, right? But a lot of people don't have the time for the long game, and a lot of people don't have the experience for the long game. Hip hop is a young thing, and a lot of people, you can't tell someone about legacy at 18. Like, seriously, what are you saying to him? I understand it now. I turned 35 this year. So on a real, you talk legacy, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. And that's how I've been playing it. But understand, I came in at 27.
Yeah.
So it has been a legacy thing, because I'd never problem with legacy, because I understood how long it took me to get to the job that I just described.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're talking 4 years of an original degree. You're talking honors. Then you get back and there's a full year of walking around with CVs, and nobody wants you, and you're kind of sitting there going, why? I've got brilliant results. And then you realize, because you know the people that hire don't connect with you. Why? Because you're foreign educated. As you know, like, the biggest mistake, once I got into the game, and I got into an HR job. So I started doing the recruiting. So because I was doing the recruiting, I'll be sitting in a room like this we're doing here, and you're going through that pile of CDs. You're going through CVs. Right? You're going through a pile. And this generally what happens is that people replicate themselves. So like, you would be a UZ dude. And I'll look at your shortlist.
Yeah.
80% UZ. you're an MSU dude.
Yeah.
80% MSU.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, but guys, how about these other guys? Pani boys like America, boys like Kulanzo, boys like Australia, boys like South. Uh-huh. And I relate with them because I was foreign educated too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, cool, how far? And you hear, and this is logical. Mm. She can say, ayo, go on a white degree by UZ. Because he relates to his struggle, so he will bring on people who are here. So if you're an outsider, you're definitely going to have it harder. I went for a straight year in Chicago, and I had dreadlocks. Funny story is that I think I was eventually convinced to cut it. I'd gone to interviews, people were like, brilliant. So, Mr. Maposa, if we take you on, what are you going to do about your hair? I'm like, I'm going to masingura and I so I really need soga. And you'd see some crosses happening on your hair. Oh, yeah. And then you'd receive that regret in the mail. We wish you luck in your future endeavors, but our organization is going in a particular direction. Life.
But I'm curious about your work experience. Ever since you quit that human resource job, that was like way back in 2009. Have you regretted this move?
No. Okay. There's times when I do.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you what I do. I do what they call an opportunity cost analysis.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which says basically I have 24 hours in a day. Mm-hmm. I can't do everything.
Yeah.
True.
So in order for me to figure out what I would be getting, what I did is I basically tagged the guy who replaced me at Delta, right? So I follow him up. If it's not on Facebook, I'll call him up and say, yo, let's go have a drink. Company car. And I'm like, okay, this guy's one up on me. And if he says, oh, we're now earning so much, and then I have to look at myself and say, right, what I'm doing now, am I earning more, the same, or less as what he is doing? So I basically have the capacity to measure it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because I've been doing that, I think majority of the times I'm one up on what I own my equivalent and I stayed kubas.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm happy with what I've done. Don't win all the time, but
But just want to take it back to the music a little bit.
Yeah.
What kind of advice would you give to like young artists who were like in your position seven or eight years ago?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like in terms of getting their music out there for free.
Yeah, right. If you're in a position to do it, do it.
Okay.
If it will result in burnout, don't.
Yeah.
In other words, do a self-assessment. What can I do?
Yeah.
Do I have the capacity and can I maintain it?
Yeah.
Right? Why I'm saying what I'm saying. If you said, I'm going to take my life earnings and make 1,000 CDs,
and
that's all that you have. If those 1,000 don't make the impact that you're supposed to or that you expect them to, then you're burnt out because hauna move too. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So what you need to do is basically stress yourself out. Don't start anything that you can't finish, right? Especially when you don't know where the finish line is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So stretch it out. It's like, you know, when you decide to have a baby.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't want to go there and have a lighty when you don't know what you're going to feed the kid, where you're going to live. Basically make those decisions because you're kind of looking at it forward and you're saying, okay, listen, this baby actually is only going to eat porridge for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
So I don't really need that much for
it's
6 months.
Just breast milk.
Just
breast milk.
Exactly. You know what
months.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to step it up after the 6 months. And then pachatanga with ganyama, that means literally I have actually three mouths to feed.
Yeah.
So it's going to look like this.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. So, yeah. I mean, if you pace it out, and it's that thing, long-term thinking. See what it's going to look like in 6 months, a year, five.
Plus, you know what probably made you look like a good investment is you always check with, okay, how much are you willing? Because an investor will always ask you, how much money have you put inside for this? If you just say, I don't have anything or whatnot, I've got a 20 or whatever. If you're not willing to even put aside a little bit for yourself.
If that 20 isn't in this guan, why am I putting my 20?
why should I put in $500?
You don't believe enough.
In yourself.
Mean,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the business I'm doing now is one of those people who approach me about da-da-da-da and I ask them, because I got you, Wadi. And half the time, because I want to touch good investor. These guys will give you astronomical figures and you're like, and you were waiting to meet me by accident. Power.
And what
so you present so that you can present. If that was going to make you that much money, believe me, you would have been on it.
Yeah.
Because you came here driving.
Yep. You know what I mean? And all you need is $200 to make a 2,000.
To make it pop.
Are we shy?
Yeah.
And why would you want to now bring someone in so that you can cut the cake and give him a bigger piece if when that's you, how much? Yeah.
When I you would, can make I, it all on your own.
Yes. I would actually fight to keep people out of it if the cake was that good. True. You know what I mean? But it's a logical thing. People don't actually think about it. So once that happens and I can read it, I'm like, you're talking shit.
Yeah. And speaking of upliftment, Adrian Beefy, he's been wanting to. Did I say his name right?
Yeah, Aldrin, I think.
Aldrin Beefy. Yeah. He's looking forward to put up like a Zim Hip Hop fund. So, do you think this is like a money grab or this is a sincere initiative?
Oh, I don't know anything about it, so I can't speak about it directly.
He hasn't really said much about it. Yeah,
but what the question would be, right? What are the qualifiers, right? In other words, what are you supposed to put into it? That's number one. Number two, how do we qualify what you take out and when you take it out?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when we make it specifically a hip hop thing, are we the best people to invest in? Don't we spend most of our time smoking, drinking,
But that's a stereotype, you know.
No. I'm in the game, bro.
Okay.
I'm not trying to play this out. And you see, and here's the thing, I'm not selling out either, because I know the people listening to this are hip hop heads.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They know what I'm talking about. So guys, I'm not telling people secrets. And also, what are we about as a culture? What do we spend our time doing?
Also, stereotypes don't just come from nowhere, bro. They come from certain behavior patterns.
Brian,
I asked this question, Yakuti. Are rappers, can we invest in rappers? Mm-hmm. Are you worth the investors' money?
Mm-hmm.
I asked this question on Facebook. And, you know, because of the whole Nasty C thing, Kuti, why are they calling Anana Ja Praiser? And why are they calling Anana Winky
D? Instead of rappers.
Instead of rappers. Yeah. And I was like, you guys, can you can you bring a crowd on your own?
Mm-hmm.
Have you invested in your art?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know who you're spitting your multisyllabic rhyme schemes to.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So how is an investor supposed to take you serious? Most of you on stage, even if you look at Anana Ja Praiser, Nana Winky D on stage, you can tell they really fully invested in themselves.
True.
Like showmanship, Yabo, is on levels.
It's on point.
I'm only speaking from personal experience. The only rapper that I know who actually like goes and hires a hall to practice with a band and all is Sharky. How many other rappers actually do
are
that?
Doing that precisely?
So that's
the point. And the thing is, the other limitation is this: if it's simply a stereotype, you don't fall within the scope of the stereotype, you should be doing your best to push out the view that that isn't true about you.
Exactly.
So how many people are telling their story and showing their story? And most guys will sing a song and let it go out.
Yeah.
But you must understand, in this art, we actually sell the artist more than the piece of art.
True.
You don't buy a Basquiat because it has an eye in the wrong place.
True.
You buy it because it was made by Basquiat.
Uh-huh.
And this guy is a Haitian immigrant who did this. You buy a Van Gogh because he cut off his ear and this. So once people start to realize that, you say, no, it's my story that's important. It's me that's important. So if you don't fall in the stereotype, you best believe you should be telling people, this is what I do with my time. Watch. Hey, and the platforms for that is multimedia. Facebook, Instagram, yada, yada, yada. I just put out a documentary doing basically that. I'm trying to show you what I do to make this
art. Is that the one that I saw? The one when you're marketing?
So. Yeah, I've only made the one. Yeah.
So Balance Sheets and Fantasies.
That's the new album.
The album coming up.
Mm-hmm. But and that's the whole thing, because that was my thinking.
Yeah.
People don't know my story.
Yeah.
You might like my music. In fact, most people don't like my music. And you must understand, I understand why they don't like my music.
Because they don't
know
you.
Me.
Yeah, they don't know me.
You know what I'm saying? When I'm just odd thing.
This level of introspection is what I feel most rappers lack.
Yeah.
Because you tell a rapper, Kuti, your music sucks because of this. You're a hater. You're a hater. And the fact that you think you're perfect, you're never going to go out there and try and improve yourself.
Precisely.
And this is the circle and the loop that hip hop is stuck in. Why Anana Nasty C, when they come. If I'm an investor or a promoter, I am not calling a rapper.
I'm asking about numbers. What numbers did he pull for his last?
Why should I invest in you when you can't invest in yourself? So
if you can give me a certified 1,000 people at this venue, why am I bringing you in? You know what I'm saying? Why?
I just want to add on and say, you know that whole notion about people, when people say, hey, let the music speak for itself. I don't think so as well, because
it can't.
It can't. Think of Stunner. Just name five songs from Stunner the past 5 years. The past 2 years, actually. Just five songs off the top of your head. But you know what? You probably cannot. You probably cannot. Five songs.
Well, I actually can't, right?
Yeah.
But that dude, his story is what sells.
You check now.
And his story is happening real time, all the time, right? And that's why he's a brand. That's why he sells. Because he technically does not need to make a new song right now.
Yeah.
He's broken out of the echo chamber.
Exactly. And that's my point. Tell your story. I don't know how he actually did it to become such a person of interest.
People love his character.
Sex tape.
Oh yes, exactly. That's how it started. Exactly. Sex tape. Right. But since
but
then,
I'm sure even before that.
Stunner.
No, it was Stunner even before that.
Even before that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. No, he's clearly what you call it. He's manufactured it.
Yeah.
Right.
He's a showman.
There's evidence of thought.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if there's evidence of thought and the impact is there, it's done. Kudos to that guy. He's one of my top three.
Yeah.
A lot of people won't even count him as hip hop.
So I was telling people, don't shoot down Tiara Balut. Hey, why is she doing all this drama? She's trying to be like such and such. I'm like, let her create her own wave and stuff like that, or her own drama.
My point is, if you're going to do that, be smart about it. That stunt was dumb as fuck.
Because you're seeing it real time, though. What you have to do is look at it in retrospect. Right, I'll tell you. Okay, I've got some insight on the Stunner thing. We're out, we're chilling, we've gone to the lake.
Yeah,
right. He showed me that video before it popped.
Which video?
The video,
the sex tape.
Yeah.
Okay. This guy,
he made it a point, and you see, you must understand because I was rolling with Bashubi at the time.
Yeah.
So ndaka hakirwa pa permission ye nakirwa type scenario se katabaya.
Yeah.
You see, wona gadizi wona chi manya ichi da. You know what I'm saying, right? Literally a month later, people are talking about this thing that was on the net and removed. And he calls and he's like, oh, what should I do?
Shit.
Because now I'm being told that it's been taken off, but people have copies already.
Of course.
And you're like, bruh, if you can't stop it from coming out, you have to write it, bruh.
Use it.
Write it. Use the item. And he did successfully. And that's what I'm saying. But you must understand that in the week that it did come out, Jaita Seku Makisa. And that's my point. Mm-hmm. When you're watching something real time, because you don't have the benefit of retrospect and its actual impact. And you might actually look at something and say that's some dumb shit, that's stupid. But and that's what that sex tape looked like initially.
Yeah.
But when you look at what it did for his career.
I'm not talking about Stunner when I say dumb shit, I was talking about Tiara.
But you're watching her real time. Can you comment on, I don't know what she did. But Ruti, I don't know what she did, but whatever it is that you guys are actually discussing, you have to look at it a year from now and say, what is the impact of that dumbass thing she did? Do you get what I'm saying?
True. Yeah. But then you look at people like Stunner. Somebody pointed out that before you do stunts like that or try to use these silly stories to try and sell a song,
you're right.
You need to that introspection in Dambo Taore, you need to look at yourself and ask yourself, are you big enough to survive?
Right.
What the aftershock,
the repercussions
are gonna be. Because Stunner survived the sex tape. Tino Ponakatsande didn't.
I think she did.
Nah, she didn't.
Who knew?
I think she did.
Outside of 263 people, who actually knew Tino? Who? Right? Now people mention her and she's got something that she's doing now. I think is it a film school or something?
Film school, yeah.
Yeah, something like that, right? I saw it in the press.
Yeah.
But it makes sense because everyone's like, oh yeah, that 263 girl. And hardly anyone remembers the actual 263 thing. They remember, but this is the girl who was at Z and had a sex tape, right?
Yeah.
And I think also because it wasn't so active.
So your body.
So to
that's
you,
why you think Eka Magiza wasn't such a sexy sex tape.
I really don't think it helped her though.
Because shortly after I saw around, she was still doing gigs. There's this one time I accompanied DJ Nida to Kwekwe. She had she was called doing a I think 2014, doing a gig with Tino. So yeah. She never really slowed up.
Yeah, but didn't she try a campaign for a Big Brother slot?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, thing. She did, and then she got bounced after that.
Mm-hmm. So, no, but she would have been following in the footsteps of Pokelo, who you also didn't know before that. So, guys,
for Pokelo, it worked, and I think for Pokelo, it worked mainly because of the stunner aspect.
Yeah.
If it was some random dude, I actually said
this to Dez. I was like, "Bruh, do you realize?" And I think this is the time when she went for Big Brother.
Yeah.
I was like, "Bruh." The stunner sex tape is now the Pokelo sex tape. Like, they were two different items.
You check now.
But when it was her time, it was the same product, like revamped. Like, you know what I mean? We were interested in the stunner sex tape because we were hip hop heads.
Yeah.
When it was time for Big Brother, the nation was interested in the Pokelo sex tape, and it's now the Pokelo sex tape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because no one really knew her at the time.
Exactly. But once they knew her, it was her sex tape. Same sex tape. She didn't do two.
Shout out to her. She's looking very lovely on the gram.
She's a very beautiful woman,
she's
though.
She's definitely doing
too nice.
Holla.
Anyway, Dizzy, you decided to come back with this. Let's talk a little bit about balance sheets and fantasies.
Mm.
You've been quiet for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about somebody here who's worked with people like Take Bizzo, Junior Brown, Leafy Jones from Botswana,
yeah.
Numi from SA,
mm-hmm.
Odobori. I mean, these are all artists you've worked with. Maskiri,
Takmani,
Tak. I mean, you've worked with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then you just went quiet. What was up with that?
Yeah.
Why did you go quiet and why did you decide to come back?
In the first place, I think the thing I was talking about, that whole burnout, when I said you need to figure out whether you can actually stretch it.
Yeah.
Fortunately for me, because I'm involved in multiple things.
Yeah. Hustler, like you said.
Yeah. It's an issue of acceleration, deceleration, because I can't concentrate on everything kawan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially at building level.
Uh-huh.
So I had done 4 albums in 4 years, like from day one.
Yep.
Album, next year album, next year album. So
you were consistent,
very consistent. Mm. So when I had done the fourth one, I kind of sat there and said, okay, I'm actually burning out. This music thing is beginning to frustrate me, because you must understand, when I started, I didn't start as a rapper. I'm a hip hop awards winner for best promoter. And this is my entry level into the game, actually starting to. So I had a show that was going on, put in a lot of time and a lot of investment in that. That didn't work out. It worked out in terms of popularity. It worked out in terms of my name brand.
Yeah,
people recognize Dizzy Don. Like, they hear the name, it's not new.
Yeah.
Like, whether it, because it was a Dizzy Don Presents Rhymes I Wrote, and you could get there and you would see Chiwoniso, Mischief, J-Boss, and everyone else who featured. The guys that you mentioned have been to my show. You know what I mean? So because it then didn't work out because of the way artists saw things, which is very different from the way I saw things.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I was playing a long game, and at a particular level, people turned around and said, "Shandi Sasha," and I'm like, what do you mean? Because I had a live band set up, and I made everyone rehearse everybody's songs. I made the band rehearse all my other songs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I paid them because they're mercenaries. They're not on the poster. You and me are exactly the same, though.
Yeah.
Me and you are working on our brand. When this starts making money, we're gonna break bread, Andre.
Yeah.
But before the bread comes, you can't expect me, because you're basically saying, take money out of your son's mouth, Andre. Don't feed your kid. Give it to me, so I can feed mine. And I'm like, screw that, bruh. So that shit broke up.
And you're like, go kick rocks.
Yeah. So that shit, it goes, Andre. And you sit there and you're like, you know what? My vision is not going with where people are. And you must understand, retrospectively, a lot of them have come back to me and said, we can do this shit again. Do you know why?
Mm.
Because now they have kids. Because now they've had actual employment.
Who has come back?
Right. No, but for me, it's not the coming back.
Yeah.
It's the fact that once they became me.
Yeah.
Remember, I came in as an employed, employed dude who worked at this company and sees life in a particular way.
Yeah.
Now you join the company. Now you see what real life looks like. You're not just an artist who kind of chills out and waits for studio and waits for shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you experiencing life. Now you got a woman on your back going, "Ko bamwana, how far?" Do you understand? So yeah. Now you understand it, and suddenly you see what Dizzy was saying. But it's a bit late now.
So who was it? J-Boss?
Why did you pick that name? That's my day one.
That's a day one. Just check. I take it all. You won't take any offense. I'm just trying to just gauge who came back. But who came knocking back on you?
No. But literally my whole crew. Literally my whole crew. They're the ones that did step away.
Yeah.
Niggas came back on a whole different level. And I was like, this makes sense. Yeah. And, but you must understand, I was so frustrated that the burnout had kicked in.
Yeah.
And so because it's kicked in, I stopped. So people are like, "Hey, yo, let's do that shit again." I'm like, you know what? I'll be glad if you took the Rams Arrow thing and it becomes you present Rams Arrow.
Yeah.
Do it. I'm tired. It's cool.
So what's like the next level?
Next level of what?
As in, do you want to just do you want to go back to promoting, or you want to just focus on the craft now as an artist?
Nah, okay. This is my view. My view is happiness. Yeah. Right, balance. Right, balance sheets and fantasies. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Basically, three things.
Yeah,
relatives, your children.
Yeah.
Your wife,
family,
your fams, where you come from, the one in the family you're creating.
Yeah,
under it, relations.
Mm.
What we have here.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know, synergy.
Yeah, uh-huh.
We're getting along.
True. Yeah,
customers, all that. Those are relations. Relativity.
Yeah,
right. Relativity is a bit more complex, but it's this. I am happy right now, and I'm happy because you are happy. And we can only be gauged as happy because there are people who are sad.
Yeah.
There's no darkness light relative to we are happy, but because we have a thing in this thing of ours, this hip hop, I want you to be happy, and that makes me happy.
Mm.
You know what I'm trying to say? If you listen to this Balances and Fantasies, I go through all these topics. It's so not only retrospective, but it borders on preachy.
Yeah.
Because I've seen things and I've begun to understand things that I never got 5 years ago.
I actually heard a few of the songs, and that's exactly the tip.
I gotta ask, are there some like dope skits, like Gwanda Rules kind of skits? Because had me on that one.
Yeah, you know, I was on those ones.
Right? Yeah.
No, there's no skits on it, but what I did is I made skits to promote it.
Okay.
So they're not. Balances and Fantasies, by the time I was done, had 27 tracks on it. Right.
Wow.
So we had to cut it down. Kate Dagger standing outside here, he basically said to me, "My guy, we need to break it up." I'm like, "You know what? These are all my babies. I can't do it. Dagger, do it." So he cuts it down to 20.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Then we add an interlude, so this thing has 21 tracks on it.
All
it
right.
still doesn't fit on a normal CD. So my CDs that I'm giving out again are MP3.
Yeah.
Right? So the capacity for me to make it even more entertaining was not necessarily there. But I believe with the technologies, like I said, all these platforms, all these things can come out and not necessarily be part of that package.
Yeah. All right. I'm looking forward to that one. As long as it's
interesting as hell. As usual, the dopest features ever. I go around looking for people that I'm a fan of.
All right.
So you got Blackbird on this island.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I was glad to hear Blackbird is back.
Exactly.
She really needs to come back and reclaim her throne.
No, holla back.
And take down
who? We got NTM on it too.
Yeah.
NTM was a guy I met in Glenora over one of these Shoko type fests that were happening in Peace in the Hood, actually.
Yeah.
And this nigga was, dude, I'm standing in the crowd.
Yeah.
And this guy gets on stage over Anonga Jecha.
Sure.
Over Atanga Kuti. Murgi one head, the crowd starts reacting. Jecha. Niggas are stepping on the grid. The tent starts being filled up with dust.
Mm.
Jecha. This nigga puts the Jecha in his head. Boom. Then he begins hitting his head, and it starts making dust from his nut. And this nigga starts fucking dropping bars for days.
This is the kind of showmanship you're not without. A lot of rappers lack that showmanship.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that made an impact on me, my nigga.
You check?
It was one of those. I was in the crowd, but immediately I generally never go backstage.
Yeah.
Generally. Right. Yeah. So this happens, and as he gets off stage, me meet you, I'm like, hey, here's my pass though. This is my pass.
Yeah.
I should be backstage anyway.
Yeah.
Yo, bruh, what the hell was that? So I was like, boys, no, this is my hood.
Okay.
And he claimed this territory. And I was like, this is rap. But
that was Stunner's hood.
That's the culture.
No, but that's where he's from too.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
I mean, if you think about it, Godobori, Chitungwiza.
Yeah.
Munetsi, Chitungwiza.
Okay. So Munetsi still in Chi Town though.
No, he's not, but that's
where he comes from.
All right. Just check.
Yeah. Brooklyn. Jay-Z doesn't stay there.
Yeah.
But that's the
But they cleaned up Brooklyn. They're not white people living in Brooklyn.
It's not the same anymore. Yeah. But you, where you come from?
Yeah,
where you come from?
Gotta rep your hood.
So when that happened, I was like, "Yo, bro, one day I'm gonna holler at you." And that was 4 years ago. So when I actually made that call, he was like, "Dizzy, now I'm like,
finally happened.
I'm actually back in studio." Yeah, and remember, we had this conversation.
Yeah,
let's do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's on. Majestic was a producer that I was introduced to by K Dagger as well this year, and this boy is banging. You know what I mean? So they're doing this thing. They've it's called Sweatshop. Yo, Dagger, Sweatshop, right? Sweatshop.
And
these you got to hear what's coming out of there right now. Crazy shit.
Yo, man, shout out to Dagger. He does a lot of behind the scenes.
He's the man.
He's put a lot of people on, but
he's the man. He's
we'll give man. Him his praise one of these good days.
You need to have him on this seat.
Yeah, definitely. And you're also going to be on Take Fizzle's new EP, Valentine's EP. What can we expect from that one?
Oh, well, I haven't heard the whole
like
thing.
On every song? Are you on every song or just one or two?
I'm on the one song. Right. Yeah, I'm on the one song. It's definitely a must listen. Yakaipa.
Oh, okay. I noticed, Kuti, in the past you worked with Hip Hop Caravan.
Yeah.
Tell us more about this Hip Hop Caravan and how it can assist our artists these days.
You know what? These are the guys who actually triggered my going offline in terms of work.
Uh-huh.
I meet these guys for the first time. Initially I don't know about it until Godobori comes to me and he needs some of my services because he needs me to host a couple of guys that are coming into Zim, right? And by virtue of that, I'm inquisitive. I'm like, so what's it about this Hip Hop Caravan you're talking about? He's like, hey, but actually, Dizzy, you're probably the perfect person. Can you do a talk? We're doing a symposium at the UZ. Da 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 da. It's gonna be like so. Let me give you the breakdown. Mm-hmm. Basically, the caravan. It's American sponsored.
Yeah.
Right. And these guys basically move from Cape Town to as far up as they can go. Uh-huh. Right. So they get to places like Tunisia, Zambia, Zimbabwe. And what they do is basically they'll be in a country for 3-4 days.
Uh-huh.
Then move to the next spot. They move to the next spot. Mm. That's caravan.
Okay.
Right. And basically, it's their vibe. So they'll have a theme for a particular year and run with that theme throughout the whole. So people are warned in advance. This is people who are going to be organizing the talks, people are going to be organizing the shows, people who are going to be hosting the various artists as they actually come. So you can imagine it's cumulative. So it has the smallest crowd where it starts. And by the time it gets there, it has an accumulation of people from all the countries. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So this is my first exposure to what they call protest rap.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I can't say first. Obviously, Comrade Fatso and Lenzi Shoko prior to
Mashoko.
You know what I mean? But these guys literally schooled me in how they were using it for change in their communities.
Mm.
And I began to see hip hop as a relevant thing, not as entertainment. But these guys are basically sitting there going, this is the problem I experience in my part of the world, and we're going to address it. And it was really, it's so political that, and especially in the times that we existed in then here, you couldn't do an equivalent of it, or you couldn't do it and feel safe.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But these guys were pro what government is doing right and anti what government is doing wrong.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So these guys are going out into the communities. When they do shows, they take that show money and go buy food for the homeless, for the people who say they're fighting for. You know what I mean? The particular guys who I worked with were called SOS, Sound of the South, Cape Town based, and that's all they did. And they had literature. Like, literally, here's a booklet.
Yeah.
Read this. Anarchism. Da, 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 da. And you'd sit there and go, wow, this is active hip-hop.
Yeah.
The element, which was from America, there's a guy called Mike Crenshaw.
you probably have heard of him in your younger days. He was really active in the 90s, right? In the era, Yanana Park and whatever.
Yeah.
And he was pretty big in the States then, right? But he ends up in jail. And when he gets there, I think his story is a whole story of reform and realizing about his impact on the community, yada, 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 yada. So he's bringing that to this, and they make it a combined thing. Then the South Africans get to Zimbabwe and they fuse with guys here, and then when they move from here to the next country, that's what it is. And that's what I'm saying, relationships, getting together, doing these things together. You can't push by yourself.
Speaking of relationships, I just want to rehash what I said the other day on Facebook, saying relationships are important because there's some things only a favor can do, and money.
Yes.
You can just say, no, I'm Floyd Mayweather. There's some things that he cannot do with his money.
Yes.
But a simple favor from a friend can sort out.
You don't know, you don't know the value of a well done.
Just lighty.
Lighty. Yeah.
You did well.
Does a lot.
Yeah. The award. Not the lighty. I saw what you did. That was crazy.
Here's a pat on the back.
Keep it up. That
I
is
think
fuel.
I need to do that more often.
That is motivation. Yeah, but a lot more what we do get is, well, you could have done this, you could have done that. And that's not it.
Do you know what's funny, Dizzy? The fact that this topic of giving people pats came from Celotide.
He's not that guy.
He is not that guy.
That's a lie.
He is not. Brian Willis, well done, Wakuna.
I always do that, man. I always do that, man. For upliftment.
Anyway,
we're gonna take a break.
I am gonna
come back for
right now.
Last segment. That's a social art.
Bro, I'm with us.
Keep it real Fridays with Celotine and Brian Willis.
God damn, when I ain't got knock. God damn, really, why can't go up? Hey, oh no, she always tell me, oh, I know this beat, and she always tell me, God damn, when I ain't got knock. God damn, really, why can't go up? Hey, oh no, she always tell me, oh, I know this beat, and she always tell me, God damn, when I ain't got knock. Boys, raise it up, wish I was in the bank who I know. Blessed though, I'm feeling blessed. I need my combo. She on point, I know bye. I need to check out the chicken. Give out the chicken. Satan Ben and my mirror. Girl, it is so crispy. Cause I got big work. Give me another one with the best, but no Kali Kali. See blood, there is blood drunk. So I can't just put a jet to me. Chani, I got a sweet life. We are humble, nagirwa, nagirwa. Make it rain, love, so we are humble, naiwa. Cause, hinini, tini, we are. I am the future, you already know. Baby, we are Timborula Maji. Let me in, Pauri Chesi. Nagusia Zegu Maji.
Proper. Let's do this. Let's do this shit.
Brandon needs someone. Are you levels alright?
Yeah.
Touch it good.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Sheik, close the door. It's about to get real in here.
Smash, marry, or friend zone. What's your taste like?
This is my favorite segment. We all know this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Smash, Marry, or Friend Zone. And the rules are...
talk about it.
We give you three names. You decide whether you want to smash, marry, or friend zone these female individuals. You want females, right?
I definitely want
to. I saw technically, this is a hypothetical situation in Maswano, the first place.
Maswano, a lot of people are getting offended over dumb shit, so you just gotta make
sure.
Keep it peace.
Straight up.
Pass the rock, my nigga.
Okay, I'm passing the rock.
So the three names are Pokelo Nari, DJ Nida, and KVG.
Oh snap!
You can only use each option once.
Oh yeah. I'm probably gonna give you stupid reasons because I've never thought of any of those three.
Even Pokelo.
Well, I think on minute 1:02 of the second scene. I considered that she was doing that bounce on that nigga.
You still have still have the clip.
I don't have them anymore. Like a crush even.
All right.
Right.
So.
Okay, who do I start with?
Who would you smash?
Smash. I think it's obvious. Let's just go with Pokelo.
Pokelo. Why?
All right. What do you mean?
We know that bounce.
Getting smashed by a rapper, right?
Okay, so
who's your homie? All right.
So the bounce. You like the bounce.
Dog. That makes sense,
I never actually saw that one.
What do you mean you never saw it?
I saw a bit of it.
You should be ashamed.
It's a liar.
You're a horrible liar. You cannot be a Zimbabwean.
You're talking about the second.
You did not watch Pokelo getting screwed by a stand-up, bro.
You're talking about the second scene. To be honest, I don't remember a second scene.
No, the thing is, it was like the one item, but they split it up. You know,
I never saw that. I only saw one.
Because you know, guys,
how long was that one? You have a headboard.
You have a missing headboard.
I was right.
That's the one.
In a wardrobe.
You know what, guys? Because that sex tape is a national treasure.
That's what I mean.
Right up there next to Mazoe Orange Crush.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, shall I put it here, bro? That's what I mean. You can't be a proud Zimbabwe and never watch the eye.
Oh, my guy.
Hey.
This is actually my first time hearing it. It was a second bit.
No, it was cut up into bits, my nigga.
Stunner, I'm gonna hit you up. I got your number.
He needs to do a 2.0 or something.
I need to be well documented.
I'm still your friends though, right? No offense though. It's the niggas that started this.
So the other two. And Friend Zone is what's left.
Mary and Friend Zone.
Which are the two?
KVG or DJ Nida.
Right. I will probably marry KVG.
Why?
Okay. Right. That's number one. Two. I think she's like a really dope person.
Sure. You've met her before.
I've had some conversations when I used to try and promote my music.
All right.
I'd get to star and like, hey, who's that? And you know, because initially I would hear KVG, but I never knew it was her.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So when I eventually actually did meet and I had some conversation, I was like, oh, that's dope. Like I said, I never really thought.
Wifey material, KVG.
I think so. And then, obviously, so friends on
DJ Nida.
Yes.
All right.
I saw her reaction to Wake Up, Pakanzi Big Bitch Rapper.
Yeah.
That was some heavy shit. So if you wifed her, Unukwansakus opened up bees. So I'm like,
yeah, she's a strong woman.
Yeah. I'm not trying to F with that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'd friend zone her. She'd probably give me advice like, no, if you breathe after so many bars, I think they know fire because she's a rapper too. So she probably give me some mad advice.
You need to get on one of your remixes or something.
Is she still working though? Like, I haven't heard anything in a while.
When she gets inspired, she can.
I saw her doing some DJ stuff on.
That's what she actually initially was.
Yeah, she's a DJ.
Because I actually heard of her. I heard of her because she went to a university in the same region that I did.
Oh, okay.
Right. So she was in PE, I was in Grahamstown. Literally, it's like 100 km away from each other. So I initially heard, I didn't even know she was Zimbabwe when I first heard about her. You know what I mean? I thought she was a chick from there. So when I got here and I started hearing her name here, I was like, oh, okay.
Let's summarize this SMF. You smashed Pokelo because of the sex tape in a wardrobe. So part two, she got that bounce.
My guy.
And then you would marry KVG because you think she's a nice person. You'd friend zone DJ Nida because she'll fuck you up if you disrespect her.
Yeah, and she probably would be able to give me some good friend advice. Because you're gonna get my ass kicked, aren't you?
Not my intention.
You get you fuck. Now what did they say on the law of attraction? Once what you speak, you become.
I would be that nigga that gets fucked up because you said and no, I agreed on radio. You know what I mean?
In all honesty, I'm like, she has got that presence though. She's got that she's got that. That gentle giant feel to her, but she can also like.
No, when she went off, when she went off on MMT, that's when I was like, "Hey, you need to take this girl serious, though."
Even when they had the when we had the interview, Brian was very quiet throughout. He wasn't really provoking her that
I
much.
I was intimidated. I mean, I was intimidated. I mean,
would have caught an elbow or something.
Yeah, you take.
And I noticed in the last the last minute of this interview, I was quiet. I said nothing.
It's all love, man.
#Dizzy said nothing.
She was here on the show with PK, so
holla back.
So Dizzy Dawn, just
big
tell
up to all three of those women though. We love you. And the fact that you were mentioned on this smash,
marry your friends.
I keep getting messed up on the F. Anyway,
shout out to Pokelo. So Dizzy, just tell us where people can find you online or your music.
I'm basketball. This is the time for Ron. Ron is my guy on those issues. You probably want to say something because.
Okay, it's basically Dizzy Dawn for Facebook and Instagram, and then for Twitter it's Dizzy ZW. All
right.
Yeah, basically.
So that's Dizzy Dawn, DIZZYDON.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. Dizzy Dawn has made it in life. My next interview, I'm going with Young Sheik to be calling out my hand.
Dizzy
Dawn has made it in life.
Ladies and gentlemen.
it reminds me of that Diddy video when someone is brushing his hair and tying his shoelaces. When you got someone to do that for you, you know.
You made it in life.
But remember what I was saying? Relationships, right? Relationships.
Yeah.
You cannot make it on your own.
True.
You can't be the what do you call it? You can't be the master of all the things that need to be done. True. It's a machine, right? True. From the minute I put pen on paper, it's to someone else's beat.
True.
You realize that, right?
Yeah.
And if I've mastered the actual lyricing and delivery, somebody needs to be able to say, okay, right, so what do you do next? We expect to see you at this and that show. I can't be making calls and saying, yo,
true.
Because that is now me not writing lyrics. That's now me not doing what I do best.
All right.
You know what I mean? So Don here is a master of social media.
Okay.
Dagger is a master of people.
Dagger.
And yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I have a team around me that actually gets things done. You know what I mean? That's what I think, because I don't have, I couldn't do it on my own. Relationships. I think if anyone wants to walk away with anything from everything I've said,
relationships.
You can't do it on your own. Word.
Anyway, I'm Brian Willis. You can catch me on Twitter at Brian Willis ZW, and Instagram's the same hashtag. On Facebook is Brian Willis Cashbit, and on email, please keep sending us your tracks. That's keepitrealfri@gmail.com. Please, I can't stress this enough. If your track is not properly labeled ID3 tags, if you don't know what those are, look them up on the internet. Quite a YouTube.
Just tell them, guys.
I don't have time for that shit. I mean, when you cannot go to me that track against AUD, I ain't taking you serious. I ain't playing your shit. I'm done.
And please, Mukaila, Nunzi YouTube, Pipe, Munuchaga, Nunzi, Balances and Fantasies, the documentary.
Oh, yeah, the documentary.
Yeah, I really want people to actually have an insight as to how some of these things are done.
Right. When I saw that docu, I was like dizzy on the show.
And thanks for that. Then, thanks for the shout out once you saw it, because at least that means what I thought in terms of its impact worked.
All right. It's been a pleasure. And I'm Celatine, your social architect at @Celatine, all social media platforms, #socialarchitect. Dizzy Dawn, salute.
Many thanks.
Enlisted International. Chavunza hapana no taura kwese kwa uchaenda anoshaya mazwi akati tarisa hona baby makatarisa hona in
Ola nakutengera mota ndiudza chiri kushota mvura kana nyota chirara iwe rota chimuka iwe dovi riri mubota ndinongotadza sapana paunonyanya kupopota maumborasa semukaka wawora uchinzwa kora chekuti ndinotozopopedzera ndaku tozozvishora wakatizii hona ndichipaparika wakatyora unondidzora semakore evanhu vanotamba bhora chero une mari kundidarika ini naumbondituma hauna basa nazvo baba vako vane pfuma handitya kukutorerwa ndoziva aumbopfuma chero kusiya uchienda wega chero kuenda newe kuna zuma patinonofara tese panoitika zvimwe zvinhu takusataudzana neshamwari dzangu dzinoda zvinhu tovasiya uchitamba vega semuswa wabviswa padzinyu hona singafwe ndakaisa munzwa barbed wire isingajambwe nekuti kune varume vanofunga kuti havarambwe handidi kuvaisa padhuze nechivi kunge mhandamabwe nekuti wakaita yellow ke number plate yezimbabwe maso ako akakurisa sasriwo eka bvudzi rako rakakura futi asasirizvo zvega hanzi nematara uri kutakirwa wega kunge munasiya vanhu mumota achinotenga bega odya akawanda opukuta ganda epamuromo odzoka chepedzera kunge anganotsvaga jeka munda riri kukohwa ndinodada naye ndinonwa mushonga tese ndinostika naye ndiye wangu musoja ndinorima fodya ari kunotoni kunge pakare paye habatye zvekumhanya kunge upa muharare ona
Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
And now. Capital 263.